gate, main entrance, 7th gate, all the way around the corner of the building.
School principal Brandon Pafk was full of energy on opening day. Buses pulled up around 7:30 Monday with 6th through 8th graders, excited about heading into a new school building.
We service students from 19 different districts. 87% of our kids come from the city of Buffalo. However, we have students coming from South Buffalo, Lackawanna, even as far as Wilson, New York.
The principal even offered hi-fis to many of the students as they stepped off buses or were dropped off by a parent.
I was actually excited and nervous.
Amber Gonzalez is an 8th grader from Amherst who started at the charter school in kindergarten.
And I'm really excited to be in the school.
The charter school's original Tonawanda location serves students in K through 5th and high school. The school boasts a longer school day, school uniforms, and begins second language instruction in Spanish in kindergarten. Kristen Gemarisi is a behavioral intervention expert at the school.
Great kids. They have your typical developmental issues at this age. They're middle school. But as long as they know you're there for them and we provide a very safe, comfortable environment, we really don't have a lot of problems. We're here to support them and help them and prepare them and get them ready.
But not everyone in the community was pleased the building is housing a charter school. Some nearby residents were concerned about buses, but Principal Pafk says concerns were addressed.
A very legitimate concern in which, we took those concerns and we added a parent loop so that all, as much traffic as possible could be on our footprint. In fact, we send home automated phone calls leading up to this week just expressing we're in the neighborhood. Please make sure you're driving slowly. Please make sure you're driving carefully.
Holy Angels closed last year after struggling financially and experiencing low enrollment. But now the building is filled once again with students, beginning a new education chapter for that North Buffalo community. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.